What's going on, y'all? We kicking off season two of Popcorn Matinee, Popcorn Conversations, and it's your host, Philly Celeb. Hood's top model, fly to the fly, cooler to the cool, but some people call me Q, or Quiet Air if you know me professionally. But anyway, our guest today is Kamali Culpepper, a young filmmaker from Florida. On this episode, we talk about her latest short film, Cleaning House, which is about three cleaning ladies who rob their clients to pay off a drug dealer.
What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? You gonna bust a move, go ahead. Got a point to prove, go ahead. Got nothing to lose, go ahead.
So tell me like a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
So born and raised in Florida. I was born in the capital, actually. 26 years old. I've always loved films and TV. I did a little acting when I was in elementary. I was in some musicals and stuff. That was like my acting phase. And then I kind of stopped that and started writing a little bit. I won a competition when I was in elementary. And in middle school, I actually wrote a book.
That's interesting.
Yeah, just randomly felt like writing a book in class one day. And then later on, I ended up going to film school and found out that I liked writing and directing.
Okay. What made you want to go to film school in the first place? Like, what made you want to pick up a camera?
First I went to school to be a business major because I wanted to start my own business. And then I took an elective that was a film elective, and I got to write and direct my own films. And I was like, oh, I really like this. So decided to change my major and change schools, and got to write, direct, and edit even more short films. And yeah.
Okay, so how long would you say you've been doing short films for?
Guess since 2017.
Okay. Well, 5-6 years, okay. So how many short films did you produce and put out within that time span?
Maybe like 5 or 6. I did a documentary, I did a couple experimental films, and then a few narrative films, and just wrote some scripts in that time too.
Okay. What's your favorite part of the filmmaking process?
Writing is fun, but it is cool to see the work come to life when you're on set. I don't know. Either writing or directing, it's pretty like close for me.
Okay. That's dope. I like it work. Like the cleaning lady, I watched it a few times. I like it.
Well, thank you.
I don't wanna jump on the cleaning lady right yet. I have like a couple more questions, but I just wanna tell you that I do like it. I watched it a few times, and I'm hoping that you would make it a full length film. Like I could definitely see it being a full length film. I really enjoyed it though. I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you.
So like how is it like being a woman? Well, you're currently in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, so like what's the filmmaking community like out in Florida?
Well, so far I've only worked with my classmates. I'm not sure what the other like independent filmmakers do, but I know a lot of the actors that I've worked with they all know each other. It's like a small community.
Okay. How is it being a woman in the film industry? Just being an independent filmmaker as a woman, how was that?
A lot of males. That's why in my film Cleaning House, I had one female cinematographer filmed a lot of the scenes. And we actually had a female sound recordist too, which was cool. So not only in front of the screen, but behind the scenes, we have females.
Oh, that's dope. So how did you find your crew for this film,
They was like all like classmates or people you went to full. What school did you go to, too? Matter of fact, I'm sorry.
I went to the University of Tampa.
University of Tampa. Okay.
Yeah, they were all my classmates.
That's dope. I like that you're doing that. You bring all the women together in the film industry.
Yeah.
Do you know what camera your cinematographer used?
I believe it was the Mark III or Mark IV Canon.
Okay. So your film, your new film, your latest film, The Cleaning House, you know, it's about some drug dealing cleaning ladies, you know, and they rob their clients to pay back a drug dealer. Like, what made you want to tell that story? What made you come up with that?
So I was thinking of having like a robbery type film, but I was like, where can I go that they can actually rob? And I was like, oh, what about a house? So I was like, okay, so they can be maids. And I was like, okay, so why are they going to need all this money? I was like, oh, maybe they owe a drug dealer. So then it was just kind of like that. And I was like, oh, so maybe they've been drug dealing for a while. And maybe they've been in juvie. And maybe they met in juvie. And they've just been selling drugs ever since. And now they want to get out of that life. And they also owe their crime boss some money. So they have to get like thousands of dollars to pay him back because they owe him money and to just live their lives. One of the characters wants to go to college and, you know, just live a better life.
Okay. Mom, you already know my question, though.
Are you going to make Cleaning House a full-length feature film?
I've thought about making it a film, but I've actually thought about making it a show, too.
I can see that.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying I could see that. I could see it as a show, too.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know shows like Good Girls or Claws. They're all like older females doing bad things to make money. And I thought it would be interesting to have like younger people do it, like in their 20s, no kids. They're not married. So I thought that would be an interesting perspective, like to enhance the short film, add a little more to their lives and whatnot.
Yes, I would love to see that. However you deliver it to us, I'll definitely, I'm signing up for that. So how many days did it take you to actually shoot this film?
It was like 5 days, but I had to recast 2 people. So that's why it took like an extra day to refilm some scenes that we had already filmed. But yeah, we got most of the house scenes when they're robbing the house in like 1 day, we got most of that done from like 10 to 7 p.m. And then the next day we filmed for like 5 more hours. Yeah, it didn't take too long.
And this was shot entirely in Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
We shot some of the scenes in my house, some of the scenes at school or around my school.
Okay, that's good, using the resources that's around you.
Yeah.
So you mentioned recasting, and I'm a filmmaker myself, and I hate recasting. But what are, like, tell me more, you could tell me more about that, or just some of the obstacles you faced while filming this and like how you overcame those obstacles while filming The Cleaning House.
Yeah, casting was interesting. I had worked with the blonde actress Gina before in another short film that I did, so I knew I wanted her to be in it. She was down, her schedule was good. The black actress, Sierra, I had just met her. It took actually a long time for me to find a lot of black actresses. I don't know what it is around here, but it was hard to just find some. So I was lucky to find her. And then the lady, Hispanic lady that plays Elena, she had been recast just from scheduling. The previous one was coming from Orlando, and I live in Tampa, and that was like an hour drive, and that was just like too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy that plays the crime boss, I had to recast him because scheduling. And, you know, I actually think it worked out better because they all got along great. Scheduling worked out. It was crazy, the chemistry that the three main girls had from not knowing each other at all. You would think they were best friends. They went in the bathroom together to go change, laughing and giggling like they knew each other for years.
Yeah, I seen the chemistry, yeah.
So,
like, in the film, it's something that stood out to me a lot, and I was like, I gotta tell you this. What's the Clorox wipes?
Yeah.
The blank, I feel like it'll be dope for you, like, if you was marketing your film, like, if you got Clorox wipes, the blank ones, and put your poster on there, like, as a promotional thing, I feel like that'd be fire. Like, every time I watched it, I was like, that would be fire if she used that as a marketing tool.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I actually still have some empty ones, so I could definitely use that.
Yeah, put your stickers on there. Even get some full ones and just hand them out and have, like, the QRF code on there, and they could scan it. And scan it and watch your movie. Like, here's some free sanitation wipes. But, you know, that'd be fire. Like,
yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see you, like, bring that to life as either, like you said, a TV show or a movie. I'm definitely on board for that. What else? Let's see. What was, like, the most memorable thing that happened on set?
I don't know. They just, before they had to, like, take some fake shots of water, and they're like, can you just take a real shot? And I was like, okay, guys, just this one shot. Because they just wanted to get hyped up before they had to do, like, a little dancing scene. So that was fun. Oh, they also sung a couple songs together. It was just funny. Just seeing them interact was a lot of fun.
Okay. So, and you also mentioned, like you mentioned earlier, you did take acting when you were younger. Are you going to jump on the big screen one day? Like, you going to jump in front of the camera again?
Oh, no, no, no.
No? Why not?
No. I was in a short film in college, but I don't like being in front of the camera. It's not for me. I prefer to be behind the scenes.
I understand.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite, like, genre of movie, and, like, what would be next for you as far as, like, for your films?
I mainly like action films, but lately I've been writing mostly dramas. But Cleaning House, I was actually inspired by Ocean's 11. Like, I don't know if you've seen those films, Ocean's 11, 12,
yes,
13.
That's what I was getting, like, some Ocean 11 / Mission Impossible, especially, like, when the music came on, when they was about to do something. I'm sorry, I don't mean to chop you. That's something else I wanted to, like, congratulate you on, or just something that I admired that you did, like, how you had the freeze frame with the animated pictures. Yeah. I love that aspect of the film. Like, I loved it.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry for chopping.
No problem. The Ocean's 11 music I was really inspired by, and I worked with a couple of composers to come up with that style of music, which is really cool. And also, like, the voiceover when they start to plan the heist, I was inspired by that. And I've also got a lot of Set It Off comparisons, which is interesting because I came up with the concept before I watched the movie, and I was like, oh, hey, that is pretty similar. No killing in mind. No death.
I don't want to spoil it, what happened, but yeah. No killing, yeah.
No.
Okay, so do you have any advice for up-and-coming filmmakers?
Yeah, if you're a writer, write every day. There's YouTube videos, plenty of books to read, masterclass. You pay, like, I think $300 for the whole year, and you can learn from, like, big directors like James Cameron, Aaron Sorkin, Martin Scorsese, things like that. I've actually looked into that. Oh, and the guys that created Stranger Things, I also took their class, learned some writing skills there. If you want to be a director, same thing. YouTube videos and just getting out there and making stuff. So that's the only way you can really learn.
Y'all hear that out there? Y'all hear that? You got to invest in yourself, invest in your craft.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So that's one thing too. When I first saw your post, that's something that super stood out. The poster. The poster was like so amazing.
Thank you.
Like, how did that come about? Did you design it yourself? Did you hire? Like, how? Tell us about that process. That poster is amazing. I can see that on a t-shirt. Like,
thank you. So the last day of filming, I was gonna have them take pictures, but I was like, oh, I don't know if they'll feel like taking pictures, but they really wanted to, so we did. And then I hired this guy on Fiverr to make the poster. I sent him a poster for this show, Good Girls, where they do some shady dealings to make money too. Mm-hmm. They had like, I think they were holding money, and they had a yellow font that said Good Girls. And then I was also inspired by this movie called Mad Money with Queen Latifah, where these ladies steal money from a bank. And in the poster, there's like money falling. So I was inspired by both of those. So I was like, I want money to be falling. And then cleaning houses in yellow. And the guy came up with the rest. There's like a couch in the background and then a bucket on the ground. And then I thought that was really creative. Originally, the poster was like grayish. But I was like, no, we got to get the color in there. I was like, add some blue. And that really made it pop.
Yeah, that poster is definitely amazing. It's definitely eye-catching. And it definitely will bring a lot of viewers.
Yeah, it actually won an award for best poster.
Okay, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. So what are your three favorite films?
Oh, man. It's hard to choose. I like a lot of Marvel films. Okay. So I can say like The Avengers, Dark Knight, and then the complete opposite of that would be like Gone Girl. Okay. I like the thriller, mystery, drama genre.
Okay. So are we going to get a Lady K production superhero movie?
No.
No.
I'll keep it to Marvel and DC.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So I think I did ask you that, but what's next? What's next for you?
Next, I'm working on a pilot for. I did a web series when I was in college, and I decided to expand on it and make it a show. So I've been working on that, getting feedback from coverage services. And then after that, I'm going to work on a cleaning house pilot as well.
Okay.
And I have another idea for a show and an idea for a movie. So I'm going to try to get all that done this year. I also want to do a kid's book. So I'll be pretty busy this year.
I wish you much success. I definitely do. And I see it's coming for you, especially with this cleaning house.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you giving me time out your day to come on the show.
No problem.
I never interviewed somebody from Florida before. I don't know why I didn't think it was a filmmaking scene down there, but y'all do have, what else is down there? It's Full Sail too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all have, that's a big, it's a little filmmaking community down there, I think. But you're the first person from Florida I interviewed, and I appreciate that.
No problem. Where are people usually from?
I interviewed some people from the UK, Ukraine, and some people from Cali. I just want to give an outlet to people that I see that's doing anything, just help any way I can to help promote them. Because there's so many movies out. It's like a sea of movies. People need, recommendations and stuff need to be filtered out.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the hardest things is promoting your stuff.
Yeah.
Getting into social media for promotion has been a challenge because I was never like a huge social media person.
Mm-hmm.
So learning how to target my audience and get people to want to see my stuff is the hardest thing. But I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, TikTok, anywhere I can go. And it wasn't until I got on Facebook groups, like independent filmmaker groups and the Black Screenwriter group, that I really noticed a boost in my viewership. So I think that's probably the best place for me, or anybody really, to promote. Like, the people who make films want to support people who do the same thing.
Yes, yeah. I honestly believe this movie is, this series, this franchise, Cleaning House, I believe it's gold and it can go somewhere. You can really do something with it. I believe in it.
Thank you. Everybody keeps saying, like, yeah, we need to see more. Is there going to be a sequel? I'm like, I don't know, guys. We'll see.
Yeah, you can strike. You striking gold with this one, but I appreciate you. And I'll stay in contact. I mean, anytime you're releasing something, you're more than welcome, like, to even use my platform. You know what I mean? I'm when I do put up the episode, I'm also going to put it, like, on my website. I got a little section that's film of the week. So, like, I'll put your film on there with your permission. Like, I'm going to use your link, your YouTube link, but I'm going to put it up there as, like, the film of the week on my website. So, like, I'll help promote it too, along with this podcast episode when I release it.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you. And I wish you much success.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to you.